85,000 baby teeth have been found in St. Louis and will be analyzed in New York City. The search is for radioactive material in the teeth and to see if the grown-ups the teeth came from have developed any health problems. This is what's left of the St. Louis Baby Tooth Survey. It was a citizen-based effort in the age of nuclear bomb testing. Strontium-90 would show up readily in the teeth of infants. The program was popular and effective. Radioactive traces were found in direct correlation to the nuclear testing program. The survey was stopped in 1970. Now, Washington University researchers have sent the leftover baby teeth to New York for a study by the Radiation and Public Health Project. Dr. Jay Gould is the project's founder. He says the first challenge is to track down the original owners of the teeth.
We have the names and birthplaces, address at the time, parents' names, everything necessary to permit us to get their current addresses. And what we want to do is mail them a 2-page questionnaire on their medical history since birth. And that way, after we test their teeth, we can see what the medical significance of a high strontium-90 ratio in a baby tooth would mean.
You would assume, though, would you not, that the strontium-90 level would be high?
Yes, because the one thing that the St. Louis Project did demonstrate was an enormous exponential increase in the levels of strontium-90 throughout the 50s. For example, the peak year was 1964, when the levels found in St. Louis baby teeth were 100 times higher than the levels of children born in 1950. And that was one of the motivations for President Kennedy to decide to terminate the above-ground bomb tests.
And that resulted in the 1963 test ban treaty.
Yes, exactly.
The 85,000 teeth, indeed all the teeth in the Tooth Fairy Collection survey, the St. Louis Baby Tooth Survey, would have come from how far around St. Louis? In other words, the testing was done, let's say, in the western states. Would you have any teeth there from the western states?
I think we have a few teeth from other areas, but they're mainly from the St. Louis metropolitan area. But the bomb test fallout actually represented not only the American testing at Nevada, but also the Russian testing in Siberia. And the combination of the superpower bomb test really has been measured as equivalent to exploding 40,000 Hiroshima bombs. So there was tremendous amounts of fallout and radioactive strontium, which worried all the nuclear scientists. But all they had at that time was experiments with mice. And there's clear evidence that high levels of injected strontium-90 would affect, both immediately and after a delay, the immune response. And that is our principal concern here.
Would there have been any deterioration in the intensity of the strontium-90 over this time?
Oh, yes. It has a half-life of about 29 years, but we can allow for that. When we get a present level, we can measure what the original level would be by simply accounting for the time that elapses between birth and the measurement.
Dr. Gould, for scientists, this must be simply a treasure trove of baby teeth, 85,000 baby teeth here.
Oh, yes. We were absolutely bowled over when Washington University offered us these teeth, which they were about to throw out. And of course, it now changes our whole outlook. We haven't really been funded as yet for analysis of the St. Louis teeth, but we feel we'll have no trouble because here we have 85,000 baby boomers whom we could test from now on, that is, follow their medical history and have some idea of what, if any, were the consequences of being exposed to these very high levels of strontium-90.
Dr. Gould, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
It's a pleasure.
Jay Gould of the Radiation and Public Health Project in New York.